The business news includes a giant company that says it's going green. The chairman and CEO of General Electric says the company plans to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, which are a major cause of global warming. Jeff Immelt said the company also plans to significantly boost spending on what he called cutting-edge environmental technologies. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
While General Electric isn't the first company to embrace environmentally friendly policies, it is certainly one of the largest. GE is the world's biggest company by market value. With more than 300,000 employees worldwide, the company's businesses range from locomotives and jet engines to energy and consumer products. Yesterday, GE Chairman and CEO Jeff Immelt said the company wants to be cleaner.
Simply put, we're going to invest every year between now and 2012 in order to improve the energy efficiency of our company and reduce our worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. And we believe that 70% of this investment will be in our own technology.
Immelt was speaking at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He said GE will double its research and development spending on projects such as coal gasification plants, diesel hybrid locomotives, and solar, wind, and nuclear power. And when it comes to reduction of greenhouse gases, a key contributor to global warming, the company plans to reduce emissions at its plants by 1% early in the next decade. Immelt says that will add up to big reductions overall.
In other words, if you start where we are now, and let's say the company grows 30 or 40% between now and 2012, the reduction of 1% is actually massive reduction. It's actually an actual reduction of 30 or 40%. That's a pretty healthy goal.
One reason for GE's environmentally friendly stance may be that many multinational companies are already gearing up to deal with stricter environmental standards abroad. A number of U.S. companies, including Ford, DuPont, and IBM, also have agreed to more aggressive voluntary emissions reductions. And while a 1% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions may not sound like a lot, environmentalists were quick to praise the company's actions. Fred Krupp is with the group Environmental Defense.
To have the CEO of the world's largest company, Mr. Immelt, say that targets both voluntary and regulatory are good, I think gives a lot of momentum to creating the sort of system we need to cap greenhouse gas emissions.
And that sentiment was echoed by other environmental groups.
They have said they're going to make money by solving problems like global climate change. That's huge.
Jonathan Lash is president of the World Resources Institute, a Washington-based environmental think tank. He was on hand for Immelt's address. He said while there will doubtless be some in the environmental community who will greet GE's announcement with a degree of skepticism, he thinks there was a reason Immelt made the announcement where he did.
GE is announcing a shift in business strategy. But they announced it in Washington rather than New York, and Jeff Immelt announced it in a policy speech. So I think he's sending the message that we're taking leadership here, but we need the country to adopt sensible policies to make it as profitable as possible for us.
Immelt stopped short of outlining any specific environmental policies he would like to see coming out of Washington, but he clearly believes environmentalism and earnings growth can go hand in hand.
We're not doing it just to be do-gooders. We're not doing it because it's trendy or because it's quote-unquote moral. We're doing it because we think it can help lower our internal cost and help us grow our revenue at the same time.
GE has given its new project the somewhat difficult-to-pronounce moniker, Eco-Imagination. The company says it expects to double revenues from environmental products by the end of this decade, from around $10 billion last year to around $20 billion. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.